Task 2. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and decide if the sentences are true or false according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Hello, Cullum. Welcome to the programme.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
You had a big success in the show Britain's Got Talent. How did you decide to perform in the show?
Well, if I'm honest, it was my sister's idea. I had already joined a band and I wanted to get some live experience with my music. And I started to learn to write songs. And she told me, "We should really go for the show. It might be cool. We'll get some life experience." But I don't think we were expecting what happened next. It was one of the best and worst days of my life, because I was elected, but my sister wasn't. I was great as a singer, but terrible as a big brother.
I can imagine. You picked Robin's song, Dancing on My Own, to sing in the show, and it later became a hit for you. How did you decide to sing Dancing on My Own and turn it into a ballad?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Robin. I love her songs. And Dancing on My Own was one of my favourites by her. I loved the song. You know, I am very much related to the lyrics because I'm gay. So I was already connected to the song. And when I changed the song to make it slower, it just completely changed the way that we hear the song. It became a love song. I also wanted to make sure that the lyrics related to my own life.
I see. On your new album, you wrote most of the songs. Did that make you concentrate more on songwriting?
Yeah, before the Britain's Got Talent show, I hadn't really had any writing experience. I knew that singing and performing was something I wanted to do for the rest of my life, but I was unsure about songwriting. I'd never been a songwriter before. I definitely had experience of writing original material in terms of writing at school, and I was pretty good at it. I had a creative mind and a big imagination. So I was good at writing at school, and I wrote poetry, but never songs.
So what made you write the song in the end?
Well, my manager, Luke Williams, put me into various songwriting sessions to see if that was something I could do. And very quickly, I became in love with songwriting. I felt that it was something I could definitely do. If I was to share my own stories, to share my own adventures and love and romance, I think songwriting then became a therapy for me.
And what was the first song you actually wrote?
Well, very early into my songwriting, I wrote If Our Love Is Wrong. And that became a turning point for me as a person and as an artist. It meant that I could write more openly, write more honestly, and open the door for me to write songs that would hopefully inspire people to be confident and happy at an earlier stage of their life. Songwriting suddenly became something that I wanted to do all the time. I wrote 70 songs for this album, so I definitely fell in love with songwriting.
Well, let's hope you do it for a long time. And thank you very much for being here, Callum.
My pleasure. Thanks to you.
Now, listen again.
Hello, Callum. Welcome to the programme.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
You had a big success in the show Britain's Got Talent. How did you decide to perform in the show?
Well, if I'm honest, it was my sister's idea. I had already joined a band and I wanted to get some live experience with my music. And I started to learn to write songs. And she told me, "We should really go for the show. It might be cool. We'll get some life experience." But I don't think we were expecting what happened next. It was one of the best and worst days of my life, because I was elected, but my sister wasn't. I was great as a singer, but terrible as a big brother.
I can imagine. You picked Robin's song, Dancing on My Own, to sing in the show, and it later became a hit for you. How did you decide to sing Dancing on My Own and turn it into a ballad?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Robin. I love her songs. And Dancing on My Own was one of my favourites by her. I loved the song. You know, I am very much related to the lyrics because I'm gay. So I was already connected to the song. And when I changed the song to make it slower, it just completely changed the way that we hear the song. It became a love song. I also wanted to make sure that the lyrics related to my own life.
I see. On your new album, you wrote most of the songs. Did that make you concentrate more on songwriting?
Yeah, before the Britain's Got Talent show, I hadn't really had any writing experience. I knew that singing and performing was something I wanted to do for the rest of my life, but I was unsure about songwriting. I'd never been a songwriter before. I definitely had experience of writing original material in terms of writing at school, and I was pretty good at it. I had a creative mind and a big imagination. So I was good at writing at school, and I wrote poetry, but never songs.
So what made you write the song in the end?
Well, my manager, Luke Williams, put me into various songwriting sessions to see if that was something I could do. And very quickly, I became in love with songwriting. I felt that it was something I could definitely do. If I was to share my own stories, to share my own adventures and love and romance, I think songwriting then became a therapy for me.
And what was the first song you actually wrote?
Well, very early into my songwriting, I wrote If Our Love Is Wrong. And that became a turning point for me as a person and as an artist. It meant that I could write more openly, write more honestly, and open the door for me to write songs that would hopefully inspire people to be confident and happy at an earlier stage of their life. Songwriting suddenly became something that I wanted to do all the time. I wrote 70 songs for this album, so I definitely fell in love with songwriting.
Well, let's hope you do it for a long time. And thank you very much for being here, Callum.
My pleasure. Thanks to you.
This is the end of Task 2.